My colleagues on ABC Breakfast News on the television, they are what is known in the trade as gullible. Because when Lisa Miller and Michael decided to invite Alison Frames in, they made a mistake. Not inviting Alice in, but they made a mistake because Alice handed them chilies and they ate them live on camera. And Alice will tell you what happened next. Alice, welcome. What happened?
G'day, Raf. Well, I think we all can imagine what happened next. But I actually was really impressed. They weren't, I'm not going to say gullible. They were not gullible. They were courageous.
Poultry. Michael couldn't talk.
I know. Yeah, that was.
He couldn't talk. I thought he was going to expire live on camera.
I know. Thankfully, we had the milk. And off camera, we thankfully had some bread as well. So, you know,
you need a bit of solid something to wipe the chilli hotness away, don't you?
Exactly right. Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. Really go back and have a look. If you want to see people just get shocked live on camera, that's what happened.
Body on the line. Oh, it's absolutely great television.
We'll tweet it out. It's beautiful. So, chilies, because I never get this right in my head. Capsicums are the big group.
Yep.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Chilies are a part of that?
Yes.
And then things like jalapenos are a subset of... Chilies or of capsicums?
They're all part of the same family.
They're all the same family.
Yep,
okay.
Exactly. And essentially, what you can imagine is that they're all on this scale of hotness and capsicums.
Scale of hotness.
Aren't we all? And so the capsicum has, and it's called the Scoville scale.
Yes.
And it basically tells you how much capsaicin, which is the thing that tricks your brain into thinking that your mouth is on fire. Or in the case of capsicum spray, which is pure capsaicin, that is, you know, that is pure burn.
And is there capsaicin? So there, even in a capsicum that tastes like a really nice, good red capsicum that's big, tastes sweet.
Yep.
There's some capsaicin in there. Yeah. It's not enough for me to detect on my tongue.
Yes, but if you've ever eaten a really juicy capsicum, red capsicum, and then it's kind of splashed you in the eyeball, you'll feel it. So it's there.
Maybe I should eat less enthusiastically next time.
Perhaps, yeah. Wear goggles.
And favourite recipe with chilies is usually something Thai. But tonight I am making fish curry with tomato and tamarind, which has two fresh green chilies and 2 teaspoons of Kashmiri... Would that be Kashmiri chili or Kashmiri pepper?
Yeah.
There's a Kashmiri pepper, isn't there?
Yeah, which is essentially Kashmiri pepper and Kashmiri chili is the same.
I thought it might be a Sichuan pepper.
If you're thinking Kampot pepper,
it's Kampot pepper.
Yes.
Okay. I want to know your favourite chili flavoured meal. Have you got one?
Well, you know, that's funny. Chili mud crab. There's a restaurant up in Palm Cove, FNQ, that I would travel to Palm Cove just for this chili mud crab. It is so, so good. But I quite like this recipe that I'm going to share.
Yes.
I think it's a really nice sort of entry level. If you're trying to experience heat from a chili for the first time, jalapenos are a really good place to start. So we can go there now.
Let's go there now.
Perfect.
So you know, I never make things like this.
Good. Okay.
I cook,
but
I don't. This is a set. Well,
I
know
what you mean.
I never make things like this.
I know what you mean because this is. So we're talking jalapeno poppers, which, if you think about it, it's the sort of thing that you'd order on a menu,
and
it would be.
It'd be the starter or something.
Exactly. Yeah. Or if you're having people around, it's something that you could have pre-prepped and then pop it into the oven. It is yum, and it's really easy to do. And you know, at this time of year, jalapenos are around about. And they're quite warming as well, but you can find them any time of year in Australia, which is fantastic.
So jalapenos, when they're like this, when they're raw, they're like how big?
And they're quite fat. They're quite sort of
chunky.
Yeah, that's a good descriptor. So if you imagine like a long red or a long green chili, and then you imagine it like a balloon that's been blown up, then you've got a jalapeno.
Good description. Yeah. Maxwell's called from Mitcham before we get into the depths of the recipe. Maxwell, what do you want to tell us?
Hey, I ate a California Reaper chili pepper.
Oh.
And I feel as though now my biology's completely changed because I can't really handle chili anymore.
Yeah, wow. So your body's
can't
responded.
Handle chili anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I can, but like fresh chili, I get that same feeling again, and I swallowed it. I had to pass it. Wasn't great.
Oh,
wasn't
sounds
good,
terrible,
Max. Wasn't a good time.
How accidental was this, Maxwell? Was it a dare? Was it just like you picked it off a bush? So, talk us through it. Raph's speechless.
A friend of mine actually purchased the plant from a nursery in Emerald, and unbeknownst to the reaperness, so he just said, "Yeah, do you want to try one?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'll just sample it." So I just ate a whole one, and yeah.
The Guinness World Records, apparently they've declared this is the hottest chili pepper in the world.
Yep.
Yeah, I was on the floor. I couldn't breathe. Terrible. Yeah, it was extreme. But yeah, now I just really can't have fresh chili anymore. It just won't happen. I won't do it.
What do you do for like yamcha and like deep fry and stuff? No chili?
I like the oil, the chili oil with the flakes in it. Yep. That's a really nice substitute for me.
Mm. But,
yeah. And how old were you, Maxwell, when you ate it?
It was maybe a year ago, so yeah, 25.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, look, it's a shame because there's so many delightful chili recipes. Maybe your palate will adapt.
Well, I hope so. Yeah, hopefully, my stomach can adapt. It's like muscle memory. It's brutal.
Start small.
Oh, Maxwell, thank you so much. Good luck. And Owen's in Werribee. What do you want to say, Owen?
This is my chili story from my family history. When I was about 22, I went to Oktoberfest. And I'd never seen a chili before. And this guy called Thomas Love, we were drunk at Oktoberfest, and he started eating one, brought it out and said, "You can't eat this, you can't eat this," you know, giving us a challenge. And I went, yeah, it's fine. It's just a capsicum. So I took a few chunks out of it, a few huge chunks out of it, and now I felt the heat. And honestly, I couldn't move for 15 minutes, and they just sat there and laughed as the sweat was pouring. I've never had pepper before. I thought it was capsicum. And it was just pouring down, and my body was wet. And my father when my father came to Australia from Malta in the 50s, he apparently made a bet for £5 that he could eat a jar of 100 peppers. And apparently he did. Then he got hot and cold sweats. He was telling us. Then all of a sudden he got the chill, really, really hot. So they had to open the winter window up.
Oh, man.
And then they had to cool him down. And then they had to put, all of a sudden he got the shakes. And then they had to put bloody mattresses on him to keep him warm.
Right.
And he
ate 100 of these chilies for a month. Oh, well, he learned his lesson, didn't he, Owen? Look, thank you. Presumably you recovered okay.
Raph, isn't it funny? Of all the vegetables, chili is one of those things that people are actually proud to try. You know, if only we could have that sort of approach to all veggies.
Just bringing it back, keeping it real.
Just
you're right.
The veg evangelist
right.
Here.
Very true. This is a good text. Freshly shucked oysters topped with chopped bird's eye chili and lime juice. Leaves it for 20 minutes before serving, no cooking.
Scrumptious.
That's from Novak in Yarraville.
Real good.
Sorry, let's go through our recipe. So we've got some jalapeno peppers.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant.
What do we do with them?
Terrific. You're essentially stuffing them with a cream cheese mix.
Can't go wrong.
Cannot go wrong. So the reason why cream cheese or any sort of cheese or fat, you would have heard chili oil, chili butter, it's a really good carrier of flavour, but it also helps mitigate a little bit of that heat too. So in this case, it's the cream cheese. I'm also using a little bit of paprika, which I think, gives you layers of peppery chili goodness. So and the other thing that I like about this recipe is that you're using coriander stem through the mix and then coriander leaves as a garnish.
I noticed the stem.
Yeah.
So this will go online, abc.net.au/recipes. Mm-hmm. So you've got some jalapenos, cream cheese, cheddar cheese, sweet paprika, garlic powder, coriander stem all chopped up and salt. So what do I just mix it and stuff it?
Mix and stuff. I'm not going to tell you how to suck eggs on the radio.
Any tricks to the cutting of the jalapenos?
Yes. Don't cut them half. Cut them on a bit of an angle, at like 35 degrees, so that you've kind of got more of a base. And if you can, look for the natural curve of the stem, because that's going to kind of hold the jalapeno in place when you bake it.
So one side's higher and fatter than the
exactly,
other.
Exactly. That's right. And if you're wondering whether you can use red or green, you can use red or green, but green tends to hold its shape better.
Oh, you mean when it's baked?
Yeah, when it's baked.
Ah, okay. Yep. And are you sprinkling the cheddar cheese on top, or that's in the mix?
No, so you sprinkle the cheddar cheese on top. Okay. Once the mix is done, well, you can do either way, but the reason why it's better to... You could definitely do both. But the reason why I keep the cheddar cheese from the mix itself is because it tends to create little air pockets, and then the jalapeno sort of starts to bend onto its side, tip over a little bit.
And my aim is only to melt the cheese, or is it also to actually cook? the jalapeno in the oven.
You're cooking it a little bit in the oven. Yeah, so the cheese will start to melt, but you actually want it to melt and then start to go a little bit golden brown on top as well. Oof.
Some of your chili suggestions on the text. Old Lady Chili Crisp from the Asian Grocer in a jar. Chili flakes, fried soybeans, fried onion, oil, sugar, salt, MSG. The best condiment ever. Mm. 1 tablespoon on plain white rice. That's from Aaron.
Yum.
And it seems more logical that the forbidden fruit was a chili, not an apple. I like that. That's good.
That's really good.
That's good.
I like that.
Replace the apple with a chili.
Might steal
starts
it.
To make a lot more sense.
Sounds like news breakfast last week.
What else do you want to tell people about chilies? How to make stuff. Let's make other things.
Well, actually, I think something really important that we have touched on briefly is that anyone that's had a horror chili story has been the sort of person that just puts the whole chili in their mouths. If you are just starting out with chili and you want to sort of experiment, the hot part of the chili is actually the membrane and the seeds.
Yes.
So if you scoop those out, and you can use a teaspoon to do that. So open up your chili, scoop out the membrane and the seeds, and then you've got a sweeter flesh, and it's kind of like a gateway. And if you
cook,
like a gateway drug, yeah, exactly. Right. And in fact, I think there is a level of gateway to chili, because you can build up your tolerance for chili, and once you pop, you can't stop really, because people get addicted to the heat.
Yes.
Yeah,
and it still tastes better than a chili paste or a chili sauce. Fresh chilies have a depth of flavour.
I do think so. However, I think chili oil especially has its place for yum cha.
When we have too many chilies, my mum makes a Vietnamese satay oil.
Mm.
Finely minced bird's eye. Are they bird's eye or bird eye?
Bird's eye.
It is birds with the S. Finely minced bird's eye chilies, garlic and lots of lemongrass.
Mm-hmm.
Cooked in hot oil.
Yeah, you got me confused.
Annatto for colour and cinnamon infused into the oil. And that's a satay oil.
And even, that's funny. So peanuts and chili are really, really good friends. And I've got a friend from Sudan, and they've got a sauce called dakwa, and that's a peanut butter, chili and lime juice mixed together, and they use it for, dipping meat from the charcoal. Yum.
Peanut butter and chili sauce for meat.
Yeah, delicious.
Oh,
and pop some
hungry
tomato in that. In fact, you could use that like a spread and then pop some fresh tomatoes on top on toast, and then you've got yourself a really fun little breakfast.
Oh, I'm so there. question. Why do I hiccup? This is for you, Alice.
Huh.
Why do I hiccup when I eat bird's eye chili in my banh mi?
Oh, well, I think that, hiccups and sneezes and all of those sort of responses are the body's way of like a little bit of a defense mechanism. Some people sneeze when they eat chilies
Right.
So your body's trying to get rid of it. It could also be, again, we talked about muscle memory or psychosomatic memory. So perhaps at some point when you first started eating chili, you had the hiccups, and then now it kind of reminds your body to do that again.
For you, yum cha, what's your favourite chili with yum cha?
Oh.
You go fresh, dried, chili paste? What do you?
Depends what I'm dipping.
Oh.
So I mix up in my bowl. I've got my chili oil and I've got a little bit of soy sauce. But then if I have, say, like the rice paper fried anything, that's the chili sauce. And sometimes you have to ask for the chili sauce.
Yes.
So,
I always ask for a few chilies.
And you can ask for fresh chilies as well.
My favourite dish with chili is called Mapo Tofu.
Oh.
Which is Chinese for grandma's tofu. I think we might have done that recipe.
Is that my husband texting in?
It is Max from Flemington, so no.
No.
Spicy minced pork with silken tofu. You must include Sichuan pepper, though. It helps to numb the heat,
does
it?
Yes, absolutely. Oh. Sichuan peppercorns have a very different response.
Yes.
They actually trick your body into numbing it. So you get that cooling kind of sensation.
Yeah, right.
So then when you breathe in with Sichuan peppercorns, you kind of get this hit of cool in your mouth.
And I have one more chili query. I went to one of the dumpling shops in the city and I ordered, it was like a deep fried squid with chili, but it came, I hadn't had this before. I'm sure a whole lot of people who know Chinese cuisine will tell me. It came with, for every one piece of deep fried calamari or squid, there was like 2 tablespoons full of what looked like the very long, very thin chilies, but they were sort of, they were too
sweet.
Hot to eat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So I don't know if maybe that everyone at that restaurant's got a tougher palate than me.
Look around. So the hotter the restaurant, the more likely that there's a fridge in the corner with milk. And that's when you know that you're in a hot.
Oh.
Yep. So Sichuanese cuisine, there's always that fridge with milk.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, that's
right, that's going to be my next indicator for my Chinese restaurant of choice.
Keep an eye
fridge
out.
Fridge with milk.
Yep.
Oh, I love it.
It's good.
Fantastic. Alison Frames, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Raph.
You can check out Alice on the socials.